Last week, NBC television aired the season finale of its reality series, Last Comic Standing. The show follows a familiar plot arc. A handful of comedians are chosen from thousands of would-be entertainers to live together. Only one gets crowned the funniest. This season's winner is 27-year-old Josh Blue, the bread and butter of his comedy, jokes about his cerebral palsy.
I have this thing I like to call the palsy punch. First of all, you don't know where it's coming from. Second of all, neither do I.
Josh Blue has lived with the neurological disorder all his life. He got his start in comedy, making people laugh at the dorms in Evergreen State College in Washington. If you have questions for Josh Blue about his comedy or about living with his disability, give us a call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email us, talk@npr.org. And Josh Blue joins us now from Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What did it feel like to win?
It was awesome. I mean, what a great feeling. All that hard work paid off.
Now, you have been working in the comedy business for how long?
I'm going on 8 years now.
And you're at this point, are you a headliner or are you second or third on the bill?
I'm headlining now.
You're headlining now. So what is a win on The Last Comic Standing? What is that likely to do to your career?
Well, it's already started. I get to headline pretty much any club in the country that I want, which is, amazing.
That is amazing.
It's exciting.
Now, I assume you already had bookings after this, so you're renegotiating some of those contracts?
Yeah, some of them. And they're not happy about it.
I suspect not. One of the things, though, that has happened is you used up a lot of material on television.
Those, I sure did.
Those same jokes, you can't go back out on stage with those, can you?
That is a very, very pressing issue. But I kind of like it because it forces me to write new material. And, I can't just say the jokes everyone's heard before. So it's forcing me to write.
Yes, and as you know far better than I, sustaining an act is a lot harder than developing one.
Yeah, but it's a constant checks and balances and constantly tweaking it and making it better, hopefully.
Yeah, but
that's the idea.
Some of those jokes must be like old friends, though. I mean, they've sustained you in very hard times.
Exactly. It's like my kids or something, you know? It's like, well, it was a conscious decision. Every joke I told to tell on Last Comic was like, all right, well, I'm putting this joke into retirement.
that can't be easy for you, but are you working on a new act already?
Yep. I mean, it's constantly working on it, and I've done a few shows since the win, and they've been going awesome.
Good. I wonder, a lot of people, when you first started out, must have looked at you and heard your voice and said, you're out of your mind.
Yes. I still get that, actually. The thing is, when I first started, when you take my disability out of context, I actually just look like I'm drunk. And so it was hard to convince people that I actually did have cerebral palsy. Like, I would go through a whole, 40-minute act, and people would come up to me and be like, yeah, you're pretty funny, but you should lose that palsy thing.
Like it was like, a choice.
Yeah, I would have done that by now, I think.
Yeah. One of the jokes, in fact, you told was about getting into a bicycle accident, and the ambulance people came over convinced you were drunk.
Yeah, actually, it was the drunk tank was the one that stopped and picked me up. It took me forever to convince them that I was not drunk.
Let me ask you a question that a lot of people will have difficulty with. To some degree, you're telling cripple jokes. What's funny about cerebral palsy?
Well, I guess it's the way I put my own twist on it. It is a very touchy subject. I mean, it's a tightrope walk that I'm doing. And fortunately, I found a way to find the balance where it's not awkward and you don't feel bad for me. I put it this way. I say things that you have to laugh at. Mm-hmm. You don't have a choice.
How did audiences react when you first got up?
Well, the first time we did it was at college, at the Evergreen State College. And, You know, it was a success right from the very beginning. The first week, like 35 people were there just at the regular open mic night. And then I told people I'd come back the next week, and there were like 75 people there just to see me.
I've also read, though, that after maybe the fourth performance, you had some difficulty and stopped for a while.
That is true. You know, as a young comedian, I didn't realize that everybody bombs every now and again. And I bombed, and I quit for almost a year before the urge overtook me to pick up a mic again.
Every comedian runs into problems with hecklers. In fact, one of the things you had to do on the show was the other comics on Last Comic Standing. Everybody heckled each other. Have you run into problems with hecklers?
You know what? I actually kind of like hecklers. Because it gives me an opportunity to do improv and feed off of the crowd, and audiences love that. It was funny, last Friday I filmed my DVD, and there was a guy in the front row, he's pretty drunk, and he kept yelling, "I love you, Josh." And it wasn't like a bad heckle, but it was just throwing off my timing. And it's like one of those things, like, how do you tell someone to shut up and still be nice about it?
Tell me about it. Anyway, let's get a caller on the line. And this is Kelly. Kelly's calling us from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Kelly.
Congratulations on winning. I was rooting for you, and I think that you've got a genuine funniness. My question is about, you do a lot of jokes about your cerebral palsy, but you do other jokes too. How do you go about writing some of your jokes? Where do you find some of your inspiration from outside of your CP?
Well, I mean, all my jokes come from my personal experience, you know, just things that have happened to me or, you know, other people's stories that I hear and I think are pretty funny. And but the thing is, a lot of my jokes do have to do with cerebral palsy, but that's just the perspective I'm viewing this world from, you know?
Right.
And it's pretty hard to avoid it.
Yeah, it really is. I can't just shake it off, you know?
Kelly, Kelly, did you vote for Josh?
Yes, I did. It's actually the first time I've ever called about a reality show.
It's okay if you voted for Chris.
I typically don't watch them, but my sister had seen the original, the first season of Last Comic Standing, and she kind of said, "You should watch this sometime." Because I do, I have to write speeches, and I typically write punchlines and jokes for speeches for people so that they have, you know, an icebreaker. So.
Kelly, thanks for the call.
Sure,
thank you, Kelly.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
Let's talk now with this is Peter. Peter's calling us from Laramie, Wyoming.
Hi, Josh. Congratulations.
Hi, Peter. How's Laramie?
Oh, it's wonderful. Have a nice, calm day. Hey, Josh, I was wondering, you know, everybody is always trying to be politically correct, and just wondering how the cerebral palsy community is reacting to your success.
You know what? I've not had one negative response from anyone with palsy yet. So far, everyone's come up to me. I get tons of emails, people just saying thank you for what you're doing, bringing our disability into the limelight and proving that... just because we're physically disabled doesn't mean that we're mentally disabled. And it's a great feeling, you know?
I wonder, do you ever worry that because of your acting, you're trying to get laughs, that people will take the cerebral palsy less seriously?
You know what? I mean, that's not an issue. I mean, if you take it less seriously, then there's probably some... That's a weird... I don't know, man. Like, if you take it less seriously... That means you probably weren't taking it seriously to begin with anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
At least you know, I'm bringing up the topics and you're thinking about it. You know what I mean?
There's that. Peter, did you vote for Josh?
You know, I don't watch reality shows, but I did happen to catch Josh one night and I thought it was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks very much for the call, Peter.
Yeah, good luck.
Let's see if we can get to another caller. This is David. David's with us from Jackson, Tennessee.
Hey, Jack. I mean, Josh, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I forgot who I was talking to for a second. Hey, listen, I wanted to ask you a question. There seemed to be a lot more pressure on the contestants this year as compared to the years past where you had to go against two other competitors in the head-to-head battles, and you had to be on your game or you would end up going home? I can't remember. Did you have any of those head-to-head battles, or did you notice any additional pressure?
Nobody ended up challenging me, which was great.
That is good.
I didn't have to worry about that at all. But there was a lot of pressure going into it. The beautiful thing was we were all really good friends on the show. I think this is the first season that we actually really liked each other.
Hmm. You had tried out one season before.
I had, last season. I didn't even make it to the callbacks.
Huh.
They heard one joke and they said, yeah, thank you.
Thanks very much. Did they ever say why they didn't invite you that season?
I don't know. They never gave me a definite answer why, but I think they were looking for a certain cast.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, I don't know. Or maybe I just wasn't funny then. I don't know.
There's always that possibility. Everybody does go up every once in a while. David, thanks very much for the call. We're talking today with Josh Blue, a stand-up comic and the winner on the NBC show The Last Comic Standing. If you'd like to see video of Josh Blue's stand-up routine, you can see it at npr.org, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's get another caller in. This is Trey. Trey calling from Denver, Colorado.
Josh.
Hey, Trey.
Denver, man, we love you.
I just left there this morning, man.
Well, the reason why I was calling is, when is that one block parade? Tell me that wasn't today. If you were here today, was it?
No, it's next Monday. The city of Denver is throwing me a parade.
And why is it a one block parade?
That's all they could get blocked off, I guess. they're calling it the shortest, longest parade ever. I think they're going to try to just keep having people come by. It'll be next Monday, the 21st.
Do you know what time?
I don't. I think it might be 11 or 1. I know there's a 1 involved.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll be in all the newspapers, Trent.
Yeah, it's all in all the papers.
Well,
come on down.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
And we saw you at the Comedy Works before you
went
off to the TV show. So, yeah, we've been watching. It's been fun.
Oh, cool. Oh. Thank you so much. It's been fun for me, too.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye,
Trey.
Have a good one. Now, you now live in Denver, but you grew up where you are now, in Minnesota.
Yep. I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and I've been living in Denver for about 5 years now.
You grew up in an unusual family. You were born overseas.
I was born in Cameroon, West Africa, and I'm the youngest of 4 kids, and my whole family is my brother lives in Korea, I have a sister who lives in Mexico, and we all speak at least 3 languages, and it's a crazy household.
And you, in fact, at one point worked overseas yourself.
I did. I went to Senegal for school, actually, and I did an internship in a zoo, which was a crazy experience.
Was that fun?
It was amazing. Just a great opportunity. I ended up not wanting to leave. I had them lock me in a cage so I couldn't leave, but they broke me out. You got to go home, man.
Yeah. Let's get Marcia on the line. Marcia's with us from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hi.
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 Hey, Josh, I just wanted to let you know that my husband and I voted for you, and not just because you were so funny, but because you managed to be so funny without using foul language that had to be bleeped.
Oh, thank you very much.
We wish you the best of luck.
I think they're worried about that now, actually.
Are they?
So do you work, excuse the expression, blue?
You know what? yeah. I do, when I'm in a club, I do jazz it up. It's never vulgar. I don't use gratuitous swear words, but I do like to add a little condiment to the main course. If you will.
Better as a spice than as folk or so.
Right. It's not the meat of the joke, but, if I'm in a club, people want to hear that sometimes, too. So.
Well, we really appreciated it.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for the call.
Bye-bye.
We wanted to give everybody a chance who didn't hear the show or listen into Last Comic Standing to get a little more of an idea about Josh Blue's humor, and this is a clip.
That's right, folks. I was hoping you guys would laugh good and hard tonight. because this is my make-a-wish. And let me tell you something, folks, I feel a little frickin' ripped off. ...20 minutes in front of you folks. Wow. Now I can die.
And you can see video of Josh Blue's stand-up routine at npr.org. Where do you go next, Josh Blue?
I do two shows here in St. Paul, and then Wednesday through Sunday I'll be in Houston.
And then on to, well, fame and fortune at this point. I assume the TV producers are already calling?
Yep. That was part of the deal of winning the show. I got a half-hour special on Bravo, and then there's a development deal with NBC. So I could possibly have my own sitcom.
You could possibly have your own sitcom. Wow. A long way in 8 years. Congratulations again.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
And good luck to you.
Thank you.
Josh Blue, the winner of the NBC reality series The Last Comic Standing, and he joined us today from the studios of Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul. I'm Neil Conan. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.